The Prime Minister can't give assurances New Zealand's hospitals and ICUs will hold up to the Omicron outbreak. New modelling predicts daily infections could climb sharply in the coming weeks and sounds a warning about ICU capacity over the next few months. There are also calls for the booster gap to be shortened immediately to give New Zealanders the best defence when Omicron hits. Here's our political editor, Jane Patterson.
A visit to a vaccination centre in Lower Hutt near Wellington to mark vaccination milestones across the country.
What's your name?
My name is Guthrie.
Guthrie, it's nice to meet you. What's your name?
Lewis.
Lewis, it's nice to meet you. So do you
this while New Zealand braces for when Omicron hits.
The best thing we can do is act preventively. So that means get your booster.
Modelling from the University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation projects daily infections to sharply increase. Jacinda Ardern says it's not yet clear if the outbreak will hit those highs and wants more work done on the modelling.
There is vast variation at the moment, and what we've asked is some of our modellers to see if they can come together and look at some of the variables that they're factoring in to give us a bit more of a sense of what we may experience.
There's been stark disagreement between Health Minister Andrew Little, who says there'd be about 550 ICU or high dependency unit beds available under surge capacity, and clinicians on the ground who argue it's closer to 350. The modelling warns ICU could come under extreme stress, but Mr Little says people will get the care they need.
We have in New Zealand one of the lowest mortality rates in relation to COVID compared to pretty much every other country in the world. I'm confident that our health workforce, who have been under pressure, who will continue to be under pressure, and a system that is under pressure, will continue to perform and do the best for those who turn up needing hospital-level care.
The Intensive Care Society's Andrew Stapleton says at face value, it's wards and emergency departments that may see the biggest impact from the less severe Omicron strain, but ICUs could feel the brunt if the outbreak's very sudden.
If lots of people get sick but it's spread out nicely over a year, we'll cope nicely with that, I suspect. If there's an enormous surge and lots of patients are very sick all at once, that'll be much harder to deal with.
Dr. Stapleton, who's an ICU specialist, says the other big impact could be several staff catching this very contagious variant around the same time.
Up to 20% of staff might be away just as we're at our busiest looking after patients. And as we've talked about all the way through this outbreak, there's no real bed without the nurse at the side of the bed. So fewer nurses means fewer beds, and that will put stress on the system and has done elsewhere.
Nationals leader Chris Luxon says the government's dropped the ball.
Over the last year, we've had no growth on new additional ICU beds created. Let's hope we don't need them, but the reality is we should be prepared. And that's again about making sure that we're not just talking about things, that we're actually not just using, you know, spin, we actually are making sure that it's actually there.
The Prime Minister unable to give any assurances about whether ICU will be able to cope.
Looking globally, you can see that every single country who has had Omicron waves has seen severe pressure on their hospital systems. So that is an experience that's being felt globally. So where there is no reason to think New Zealand would necessarily be an exception unless we use all of the tools we have.
The clear message from the government is the best defence against Omicron is to get boosted. What's not clear is whether it will move quickly to shorten the time many New Zealanders are having to wait to get that third dose. One consideration flagged by the Director General of Health earlier this week is whether there'd be the required supply and capacity within the system to cope with the extra demand.